בכבוד.
With your permission. This week's parasha, Parashat Balak. The Torah tells us that Balak was the king of Moab. He hired Bilam. He thought he's a professional cursor to curse Am Israel. The Torah tells us the delegation came to Bilam from Balak, asking please to come to curse Am Israel. And Bilam said, I have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Gemara says that Bilam, certain things he was much bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara tells us, the Torah says, Am Yisrael never had a prophet like Moshe. Says the Gemara, it's true. Am Yisrael didn't have, but the Goyim had. Bilam, certain things he knew better than Moshe Rabbeinu. And here, he tells the delegation, please stay over here. Let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu if I should go with you. The Torah tells us, Hashem came to him, and Bilam asked him, shall I go? Hashem said, no, don't go. So Bilam said, okay, if I don't go, maybe I should give them a blessing. If you don't want me to curse them, I'll give them a blessing. Hashem said, no, don't give them a blessing either. The question is, what's wrong? Let him give a blessing. What can hurt? You go to Fek Mekuba, he gives him bracha. Cost you $200, $260. Maybe it's going to work. If it's not going to work, you gamble. So what's the restriction? Why the Torah writes it? The dialogue between Hashem and Bilam. Hashem said, I don't need you to bless, I don't want you to bless them. Don't bless them. Okay, fine. He gets up in the morning, Torah says, he told the delegation, Hashem said not to go with you. Balak sends more delegation, and then Hashem tells him, go. He goes, he gets there. And the Torah tells us that Bilam was a Navi. He knew everything. He is going to overcome Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu and Bilam said, sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu one sheep, Ayil, and he is going to sacrifice seven of them. He told Balak, build me seven altars, and I want to sacrifice on every altar one sheep, Ayil, 13 months old baby, and one day, and a bull. So a big, very, very big Navi magician, Bilam. I said, what's the idea behind? He said, I can fix Avraham Avinu. I'm bigger than Avraham Avinu. And Torah says that Balak takes him, and Bilam said, okay, please sacrifice, let me go see, maybe Hashem will put something in my mouth. He goes, he comes back, he said, yeah, Hashem put something in my mouth, I feel it in my mouth, I'm going to say it. He said, what's the statement? He says, Ki merosh tzurim erenu, I see Avraham Avinu. I see Avraham, I see Yitzchak, I see Yaakov. And this nation, I see, they don't mingle, they don't mix up with other nations. Hashem watches them. That's it. So Balak tells him, why do you bless them? Torah says, Bilam told Balak, listen, that's what Hashem put in my mouth. I told you in the beginning, I'm just going to say what Hashem tells me. And Balak is going to try again. Takes him again, another place, and Bilam said, okay, let me go. Again, sacrifice. Excuse me. Again, sacrifice seven sheep and seven bulls. Comes back. Says something else. Something similar to the first statement. I said, well, this is Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Egypt, and Hashem took care of them, and they get up early in the morning, they put tzitzit, they do tefillah, they do tefillin. That's it. Again, Baruch says, why did you bless them? He says, I told you. Next episode, third time. He says, now he's going to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu about the golden calf, the Gemara says. So he goes, he comes back. Again, he doesn't say nothing special. He says, Matobu Alecha Yaakov Mishkonotecha Israel. That's the sentence we should say, Ari says in the morning, before Tfilah. He says, how nice it is to see the camp of the Jewish people. I said, well, Hashem makes them grow, Hashem takes care of them. So I says that Balak clapped his hands and said, what did you do? 3 times already you blessed them. So Bilam said, I told you. Actually, when you read the text, it's no blessing. We like to think a blessing means you go to Chaim Kanievsky, you're a blessing. No. Long life, good life, Parnasa Tova, Refuah Shlema. Bilam doesn't say nothing. All what he said is dry statements about Am Yisrael. He talks about Am Yisrael, how great we are, how Hashem helps us. Okay, that's not a blessing. Comes the Torah in Sefer Dvarim, and the Torah says, look, you don't know how much Hashem loves you. I'll tell you. Since the time that Bilam came and was about to curse you, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu took the curse and turned it into a blessing. That's the language of the Torah. It's no blessing. Again, we just see a statement. It's no blessing whatsoever. Nothing. But the Torah calls it blessing. This is what Balak said, the same thing. Still, we don't understand what's called blessing over here. I said, Hashem loves you so much. And Hashem, Me'afor Hashem Elokir Alecha, Takalal Levaracha, Ki Avcha Hashem Elokir. Hashem loves you so much. And this is the Haftarah we're going to read on Shabbat. And that's what it is. And Avi Micha says, remember what happened? Balak Hayat Bilam, remember how Hashem loved you. The Gemara says, what is really behind it? That Hashem showed us so much His love. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, in the morning sometimes, when He sees the world, how people behave, Hashem gets very upset. And He wants Chas Shalom to punish the sinners. And in that moment the Gemara says, if somebody would have cursed or do something about anybody, that person or that nation will be wiped out immediately. And the Gemara says, how long does it take that Hashem is upset? As we say, actually, in the morning, the Gemara says, a second. What can you say? So, Bilam would have said one word. He said, Kalem, destroy them. And then, nothing would have happened. He says, nothing would happen. It would happen. It would that Hashem Chas Shalom would wipe us. Says the Gemara, you know what Navi Micha says? At those days, we don't know exactly how many days were there, that Bilam tried, those days Hashem never got angry. In order, Bilam not to curse us. Says the Gemara, Bilam knew the second. Gemara says, nobody else knows the second. Bilam knew, even Moshe Rabbeinu did not know. But with this, Bilam was greater than Moshe. He knew when Hashem is upset. And that power that he had, that he knows Hashem's moment, he would have said something. And Hashem said, look, I love you so much. In those days, I did not get upset. And therefore, he could not have said anything. Not only that, I changed the curse into a blessing. The question is, what do you mean change the curse into a blessing? I'm not to say nothing. Hashem made Bilam curse, bless us instead of cursing us. But you don't say Hashem turn over the curse into blessing. It's not turnover. If Hashem decided Bilam should say something, and the Torah calls it a blessing. Okay, so Bilam said a blessing. Okay? So I said, no. Hashem took the curse that Bilam had in his head and changed it to a blessing. So why did Hashem do such a thing? Hashem doesn't want him to bless. When the delegation came, Hashem told Bilam, don't give them no blessing. We don't want your blessing. So what that statement is better than what Bilam wanted to bless us, if you may say. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. This is a guy, Knan, was Ham's son. The Gemara says before he died, he told his children, our path and custom is to always have machloket with people. Please, you continue. Looks very strange. Somebody tells his children before he dies his will. So other bad things he told them. But this is one of them. On the contrary, our religion say the will of people are bidon asir, Rebbe said to children, listen, no machloket. Never have machloket. And these people are both machloket. So comes the Mishnah in Perkei Avot and tells us a secret about our life. It's very important to learn Shas, very important. Very important to keep the mitzvot and to be religious, very important. People take it for granted. The longer beard that you have and the longer peot and the bigger sombrero, you can go to Gan Eden first class. Says the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, let me tell you something. In order to go to Gan Eden and to have Olam Haba, you have to have a certificate that you are the student of Avraham Avinu. If you're not going to have that thing, it doesn't matter how much Gemara you know, how much mitzvot you do, means nothing. Of course, the Gemara, the mitzvot, would help you to get to the destination. But to get to the destination, there are only three conditions. If you have those three conditions, you go to Gan Eden. It's a Mishnah. Perkei Avot. Mishnah. So what do you have to have? The Mishnah says, you have to have Ayin Tova. You have to have a good eye. You have to have Nefesh Fela. Ruach Nemucha. It means like this. You should have good eye. And your desire should be on the lower level, called Nefesh Fela. And Ruach Nemucha. I mean, the heart should not have too much pride. If you have those three, says the Mishnah, you are a student of Avraham Avinu. And if Chasam you don't have it, says the Mishnah, you're going to be the student of Bilam. Somebody wants to know the difference between Avraham Avinu and Bilam. Those three things are the difference between Avraham and Bilam. Bilam is Ayin Hara. Bilam has Ruach Gvoha, pride, Nefesh Rechava, desires. That says, the Mishnah continues. So, what are you trying to tell me? Mishnah says, I'll tell you what. If you're the student of Avraham Avinu, Hashem loves you. L'anchilo ava yesh. You can never Olam Haba because Hashem loves you. And if you're the student of Bilam, you go first class to Gehenom. To them, Bereshit lo yechatzu imehem, you die. Less than half of the time that Hashem designated for you. The Gemara has a list. The Mishnah has a list. In time of Shaul HaMelech, the Rishon LeZion, in time of Shaul HaMelech, it was Doeg. Doeg says he died under the age of 35. And says that usually, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yimesh Netinu Bahem Shivim Shana, a person should live 70 years. He lived less than 35. And what happened? It was the Rishon LeZion. I said, rotten inside in those three things. And it says, you go straight to Gehenna. That's the Mishnah Maseret Sanhedrin, he has no Olam Haba. Can you imagine Rishon LeZion has no Olam Haba? He knew everything, Shas. He knew everything. He wrote books, everything. Straight to Gehenom. He says, why? Why would it happen? He says, you are a student of Bilam. Same thing the Mishnah says, Achitofel. Achitofel, Atatok Asata Elohim, says the Gemara, says the Navi. Achitofel was the biggest Mekubal, like a Navi, like Urim Betumim. Whatever you ask him, he answers exactly what Hashem says. Exactly. Atzato, his advice, Atzato Elohim, the advice of Hashem. Says the Mishnah, sits in Gehenom next to this guy, Doeg. Also died under 35. I says the third guy, Bilam, even though Bilam is a goy. But since he was in such a high level, was a Navi that as big as Moshe Rabbeinu, again, certain things he was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnah says he's also. He died under 35, he was 33 when he died, to tell you the same thing. If you have those three things, finish. Okay, fine. Okay, so now I know what I do. What do I do? So what do I do? I have to have good eyes, so of course I have a good eye. Why not? I have good glasses, I have good eye. So easy. What's so bad about it? And who thinks it is a proud person? Everybody thinks he's humble. Who is pride? Every Jewish person is humble. And then who got desires? I got no desires. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, okay, let me tell you something. To get this adjective, or this compliment to Mishnah Avraham Avinu, it's a job. You see, even the Rishon LeZion, Doeg, and Achitofel, went to Gehenom, but they knew those days, but they knew the concept of Bilam, but they didn't know what Bilam is. Nevertheless, no, you can be a Jew, you can be the Rishon LeZion, you can be the biggest Mekubal, and you go straight to Gehenna. Okay, so now the Torah says, if that's the case, the biggest bracha, the biggest thing is if somebody will tell you how to reach that destination. Who wants to go to Gehenna? So of course, again, without learning Torah and keeping the mitzvot, it's impossible to reach those three things, to be sent to Avraham Avinu. But if you're not going to work on it, you're never going to get it. Here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because he loves us so much. And whatever Bilam wanted to curse us, the curse is not, you should die. Die, okay. That's a very scary, bad thing. But at the end of the day, if a person can end up in Gan Eden, in a way, It's a blessing. We need an umbrella.
There's one right here.
Yeah, but not for everybody. No, I'm the last. Don't give me to it. Don't give it to me. I'm not going to sit on it. Not everybody will have.
But
a few people doesn't
have. Somebody says no. There's only Rabbi. Look. There's nothing here. It's only one cloud is going.
No, to my head is getting wet. My head.
Okay.
No, for the Rabbi.
Yeah,
good. No, it's going to be a storm now. Somebody. Somebody died in Great Neck, so I went to pay a Shiva call. So the guy tells me, my brother came to my sister in a dream and told her, don't stop crying, I'm in a very good position, I'm in a good place over there. Why are you crying? It's Olam Hazeh is nothing. I'm in Olam Haba, it's perfect. It's just to give a curse to somebody to die is nothing. So you get Olam Haba. The biggest curse is you're not getting Olam Haba, you're being Gehenom. And that what Bilam had in mind. For example, the Mishnah said, Dor Mabul Enem Chalk Olam Haba. The people from the flood in time of Noah, they have no Olam Haba. That's the biggest curse in the world. You died in the Mabul, you died in the Mabul. Okay. But at least you have life after death. That's the biggest thing. Bilam in his mind, what he wanted to curse us, three times he blessed us, so called. The blessing really is not a blessing. It's a statement. But those three statements are in order for us to achieve, to have those three conditions to be called the students of Avraham Avinu. And that's how the text goes. The text goes, the first time Bilam goes, so he tells Balak, well, build for me 7 altars. I want you to sacrifice a sheep and a bull. Chamim said, a sheep? Why one a sheep? Why? Ail. It says to cancel Akedat Yitzchak. Avraham should not have that merit or that good thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Akedat Yitzchak, because he's going to do 7. The Gemara said, Bilam said, Avraham did 1, I did 7. Then he said, bull, 7 bulls. What's the bulls? Avraham Avinu, when the 3 guests came to Avraham Avinu, he slaughtered 3 bulls for them. Bilam said to Balak, you slaughtered 7. I'm going to cancel the counsel of Avraham Avinu. And that's the purpose. That's why only 3 times the Torah tells us, if we may say, Balak, let Bilam so-called bless us. Because you don't need more. After 3 times already, you know what you got to do. So Hashem, with His wisdom, with His mercy, with His kindness and generosity, just want us to hear what is the blessing. So Hashem took Bilam's so-called idea to curse us. It means so-called to be his student, and Hashalom to lose Olam Haba. And Hashem told us from the mouth of Bilam what to do in order to be called students of Avraham Avinu. This is the first one. Paul says, "Kimorosh Tzurim Elenu." Says the Gemara, the opening statement of Bilam is, "I see Avraham Avinu." The Gemara says, the Navi Yeshayahu says, "Tzur is Avraham Avinu." The Navi Yeshayahu says, Bilam says, "I see Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. I see them." I said, "What are you trying to say?" As Chachamim said, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they are the symbol of what a person should reach in his life. As you say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that they are the role model for us how to get to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov taste Me'en Olam Haba in this world. Because the destination of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was not just to keep the mitzvot. It's to be able to reach that level that is called the Tzund Avraham Avinu, and then you have Olam Haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on purpose already, let them, one time the Gemara says, to feel, I don't know if it was only one time, a short time, the Gemara doesn't say, to feel Olam Haba, because that's the destination. So here the statement, the first statement, this is about Avraham Avinu. En am levadad ishkon v'gim lo yitchashav. The Gemara says, what do you know about Avraham Avinu? What do you know about? What do you know about him? Says Avraham Avinu was the only one fights the whole world. Says the Rambam, went from town to town, gave lectures. Don't do Avodah Zarah. Bilam, first statement, he says, this nation don't care about anybody else. They stay by themselves, and they don't care about any other opinion. Actually, the Gemara says that's why Hashem took us out of Egypt, bezchut Avraham Avinu, because in Egypt, whatever we did, that didn't matter to Hashem so much, as much that it did matter, we should keep our identity. Our entity in Egypt should be separated from all the Egyptians. We didn't change our clothing over there, we didn't change our name, we didn't change our language. So where do you get this idea? From Avraham Avinu. It was one Sister Rambam against the whole world. Bilam said, this is what it is. What does it mean? Chachamim tell us what it means is the humbleness of Avraham Avinu, that he doesn't care public opinion. That's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Al yevosh mipnei amaligim. First thing, opening of Shulchan Aruch. Maran Bet Yosef of Shulchan Aruch, then the Rama writes, says the first halacha is don't worry about people laughing at you. He says, why? I should worry. People laugh at me. I walk like this and I do like this, you know. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, don't worry about the laughing people at you. I said, what is this? Avraham Avinu. Everybody was laughing at Avraham Avinu. He was the only one against the whole world, said Rambam. Said Avraham Avri, Avraham from one side of the world, the rest from the other side, he doesn't care. This is really what the Gemara says, the humbleness of Avraham, that he talks about himself to Hashem, when he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to save Sdom, Avraham said, Anochi afar va'efer. I am soil and ashes. Anybody can say that. Everybody thinks he's humble. I'm humble. Of course I'm humble. Put your head down, look in one eye to see if anybody looks at you, and then you say, Shema Yisrael, one eye open, the other eye you do like this. So you're humble. It's hard to be humble? No. Avraham Avinu was so-called the first humble person in the world. The Gemara says the world stands on Avraham. When Hashem wanted to create this world, and Hashem, the Gemara says, looked in the first 10 generations, he said, forget about it. Then he said, when I bring Avraham, should be the role model. So what do you know about him? Abraham, no, you don't know about him. I'll tell you what you know. First thing what you know about him is humble. Before everything, how do you know he's humble? How do you know? He said what? He said, a person said, gave himself a pat on his back and said, I'm humble. It's the worst thing. A humble person never says it. Says, no. I'm going to teach you what does it mean, humble. Humble means you don't worry about public opinion. I said, how do you know? Abraham said, this will look at me. Who are you? I said, I'll tell you what. When I was 48 years old, I was the only one that believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Iraq, in Babel. And Nimrod came over to me and told me, my God is fire. Abraham said, my God is in Shammai. So Nimrod said, can I see him? I said, you have no zechut to see him. Who are you? You're Russia. I said, you know what? I'll make a fire. I'll throw you inside the fire. If your God is God, let him save you. Says the Gemara, Avraham jumped into the fire. Of course, Hashem took him out. Avraham said, I'm humble. I'm not humble. He says, you know what humble means? Humble means don't worry about public opinion. Your opinion is zero. Because your opinion, why? I don't have to fight for Hashem. I don't have to protest for Hashem. I have to argue with Nimrod. I live my life. No. Humble means you fight for someone that you might lose. Your pride, and everybody's going to laugh at you, and you can might die also. I don't care. I don't care about myself. That's Abraham said, Anochi afar va'efer. I'm nobody. I said, what is this? Bilam said, this nation don't care about nothing. They don't worry about nothing. He says, that's the condition to get to be student of Abraham Avinu. Anochi afar va'efer. What's afar? What do you mean, your soul? You must tell you what it is. When Avraham's nephew's brother-in-law was kidnapped, Lot, and Avraham Avinu heard it, he decided he's going to go chase those fear kings with all the hundreds of thousands of soldiers. But the Gemara says, what did he do? The Gemara said, he threw sand on them. I said, what else could have been to you, to Avraham Avinu? What can have been to you? I says, the kings would have killed me, right? He says, why they would have killed me? Because I went to save my brother-in-law. They decided to live in Sdom. He says, that's his fault. And I cannot risk myself to fight hundreds of thousands of soldiers. This sounds very, very silly. How can I save him? Someone said, that's called humbleness. You're ready to give your life for a Jew. And the risk is big. And you're not going to get anything. That shows that you don't consider yourself anybody. When you fight for Hashem, and you're afraid of no public opinion, and you go advertise a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you give lectures all around without having any doubts, and mad people will say about me, I won't find shidduch for the children, I want this, I'm not going to be able to do business with the people. He says, if that's what it is, that's how you reach humbleness. And that is the first condition to get to Olam Haba, says the Mishnah. Humbleness. It's called Ruach nemucha, ruach nemucha, down to earth. That's really the Chachamim say. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu got to be the most humble person in the world. So Moshe, how did you get it? Where did you get? Which yeshiva did you go? It's in the genes of Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, where did you get this? Where did you get it? Got it from Avraham Avinu. Seventh generation from Avraham is Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, you got it from Avraham Avinu. The second statement says the Torah. Bilam says, look, what they do is they jump out of bed to grab mitzvot in the morning. And it says, what is this for? I says, this is just a dry statement. I said, yeah, this is to fulfill the second condition. The second condition is in order for you to understand that to overcome your comfort in life, that's what you have to do. It says there's opposite of Bilam, they would like to have desires and easy life. Avinu is just opposite. Avinu controls his desire. And that's Chachamim said, Rambam writes in his explanation of that Mishnah, you see Avinu did not even know how Sarah looked like until the age of 65. That Sarah was 65, he was 75. He never knew how pretty she is. All of a sudden, he didn't see her. Then he looked, and they came to cross a little river, so they saw the pretty girl inside. And you have to understand that at that time, nobody aged. Sarah, at age 65, she looks 20. Later, after Yitzchak was born, Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people see me and Yitzchak together, and we look alike, and they don't give me respect. It's a shame people don't give respect to the elderly. But they don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Hashem said, oh, you want to know something? It's going to start with Avraham Zaken Babamim. Now, I'm going to make you old. Avraham became white immediately. Until then, no one became white. And people at age 700 looked like 20. You read Metushelach 965. He looked like 20. Was as strong as 20 as well. And Avraham Avinu looked at the water. He saw Sarah. She was 65. He said, oh, pretty girl, pretty girl. So she wasn't old. That's why when you read the Torah, you see Paro kidnapped her, Avimelech kidnapped her. Well, she's an old lady. She's 90 years old. What did he kidnap? 90 years old at that time was like 20 exactly. Not one day older. Nobody aged. So he controlled himself. Says the Ramah Purusha Mishnayot, here, that's what it is, you see? Be student of Avraham Avinu, you got to control your desires. You got to control yourself. Don't go after your eyes. Control yourself. That's a ticket to Olam Haba. On the contrary, the Gemara says that Bilam was just the opposite. Only shopping for pleasure. The third thing, says the Mishnah, what you have to have Ein Tova. You have to have very good eye. Very good eye. It says, very good eye. It says, first of all, you should know the Gemara said about Avraham Avinu. Of course, Achnasat Orchim, it's number one. They say, Rav Nachman Brestel once called up his student, and he was locked up in a room with him for 3 days. And Rav Nathan was learning from him, his student. After 3 days, he came out, and Rav Nachman made sure that he won't remember nothing. So they asked Rav Nathan, so what did you learn over there? I said, I don't know, I forgot. One thing I remember. Rav Nachman told me how important it is when you have guests, don't let the maid fix, get ready the bed for them. You should do the bed for the guests. It's not my ali, it's not my kavod, it's not my respect. Oh Hashem, my wife has 20 servants. It's not, I have to. He said, the only thing I remember from having in the room, achnasat ochim. Achnasat ochim in a pleasure. No. You should be a slave or a servant to the guest. How? Not by just, you know, give them food. Go get the bed ready before they come. And since Avraham Avinu, we know, achnasat ochim, when he was very old, 100 years old, and 99 years old, and it was after Brit Milah, was sick, was bleeding, was running. Then we know that Avraham Avinu gave his life to people. The Maharal says he used to make peace between people. He says people used to come to Avraham Avinu and read in Torah. And Avraham Avinu asked them, so what's the question? The guy said, he owes me 100. So Avraham Avinu said, he owes you 100? Okay, say, first let me give him 100. Now you okay? Okay. Okay, now let me know. Well, excuse me, what happened? And after an argument, if the guy owed the 100, so Avraham Avinu said, told him, listen, I gave you 100, give it to him. If he didn't owe the 100, he said, go split the money with him. That's called Tov Ein Uivorach. It's a good eye. Says the Gemara, say, we like to think, you know. Says, Matobu Alecha Yaakov. So, simple explanation. It says, window of a person did not face another person's window, not the door either. Simple explanation, it means the Gemara says, called Sni'ut. You know, it's nice, don't look in somebody else's window. But the Gemara, Baba Batra, page 60, if you want to take a look, says something else completely. It says, if you want the Shekhinah to be, is by minding your business and not somebody else's business. The reason in the desert, says the Gemara, the window did not face another window, and door did not face another door, is not because you should not see somebody else's private things. No, not at all. But it's not your business to look at somebody else's place. The Gemara says you're not allowed to look at somebody else's dress and says, wow, what dress it is. The Gemara says a person inside himself has this kind of thing. We got it from the snake, we got it from Chava, that we want to have more things for us and imitate other people. Not just desire. It says, I want to have it. I want to have it. It's called the last command is Lot Achmod. Don't have desire somebody else has. Not because of the desire thing. Because it's called Ein Hara. Ein Ra'ah. Ein Ra'ah. It says, Habedi, says the Gemara, if somebody found the carpet. The Gemara says, somebody found the carpet. So every 30 days you have to open the carpet because otherwise some bugs might come in and might eat it. The Gemara says, so you have to open the carpet. Open the carpet. But the Gemara says, listen, one thing don't do. When you have gas, you're not allowed to put the carpet. The Gemara says, what's the problem? The Gemara says, the guests might come, and one of the guests will have bad eye, and then you can have fire in the house. Fire in the house. And it says, bad eye burns things. And it says, who is this? The Gemara says, okay, now you got it. Bilam had all those three things, says the Gemara. If you read the text in the Torah, it says, Bilam had those three things. Even though it was a Navi, it was as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. Still, his habits, his manners were very rotten inside. Wanted to have respect, wanted to have money, and had a bad eye. He wanted, so-called, says the Gemara, to give us this curse, or his blessing, what he calls a blessing, that we should have the thing, the Bilud Olam Haba. So the difference between Olam Haba and Genom is not a Jew or a Goy, it's between Bilam and Avraham Avinu. And that's what Torah says, Hashem loves us so much. Hashem took the curse of Bilam, changed it into a blessing, and taught us from Bilam what should we do in order for us to get to that destination to have those three things. So if you don't get up early in the morning, you might not get it. If you don't protest, you might not get it. If you don't mind your business, you look at somebody else's window, you might not get it. And those are the things that the Gemara that gets it to the Mishnah to get to Olam Haba. We said this is what when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shamayim, the angels in Shamayim, Gabriel and Raphael and Michael didn't let him go up. And then the Gemara says Hashem painted, if we may say, Moshe Rabbeinu's face, looked at Avraham Avinu. And Hashem told the angels, you see, didn't you sit down and eat with Avraham Avinu when you came to visit him? That sounds like a joke. I said, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem tells the angels, look, this is Avraham Avinu. It's not true, but I mean Hashem tricked them. No. In order to reach a level to go up to Shamayim, like Moshe and then Eliyahu Navi, and then Chanoch, those three entities that we know went to Shamayim, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, he says you have to have this ticket, you the student of Avraham Avinu. If you don't have that, you can't go to Gan Eden, you can't see Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, the three angels stood up and said, you cannot come here. You cannot come here. And he says, what's the problem? He says, in order to come here, you have to be somebody very big. Hashem painted his face like Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu had those three things. Had no desire, and was down to earth, and Avraham Avinu had only good eye. To be called son of Avraham Avinu, you got to have those three. Because Moshe was Avinu, coming up to Shamayim, Hashem painted his face like Avraham Avinu and told the angels, look, it's Avraham. But it's not Avraham, it's Moshe. No, you don't understand. The Moshe Rabbeinu says the Gemara has the three things that Avraham Avinu had and the three conditions to go to Olam Haba. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, Tov Einu Yivorach. The Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu is called good eye. His good eye. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the secrets of the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu came downstairs, he shared it with Am Yisrael. Moshe was down to earth. The most humble person, I mean, a little bit more than Abraham, but something like Abraham Avinu. And Moshe got no desires, zero desires. Chacham Levi kach mitzvot. The Torah tells us, the Gemara tells us, when everybody in Egypt went and borrowed silver and gold dishes, Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Nile to get Yosef's body. The Gemara Chacham said, no, but Hashem said everybody should go borrow. He says, no, Chacham Levi kach mitzvot. He says, my theory in life is to grab mitzvot. You grab mitzvot, that shows that you have a good eye, that shows that you have no desire. And says, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu painted Moshe Rabbeinu face of Avraham Avinu. I said, this is his ticket to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ali says, Eliyahu Navi was the same. Eliyahu Navi was able to become an angel because of that down to earth, has no desire, and he has a very good eye. I says, that's what the Torah tells us. This is the Parashat Balak. It's to tell you, the Mishnah is not the blessing. It's no blessing. It's more than a blessing. It's direction and instruction how to get to Olam Haba, Lanchil Ohava Yesh, to be called the one that Hashem loves so much.